continues, they are spiritually anesthetized. They have not been taught to fear the Lord, but rather that God is all about love, because that makes people come to church.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, wait a minute. See, you said it here, all about love. This is what, see, this is what they're saying God is.
See.
Love and harmony. Hey, daddy, ooh, come on now. Oh, come on now.
To
we
the
got
left.
Yeah, turn to the right.
To
Let's
the
go.
Right.
Let's move it. Let's move
left.
It. Let's move it. All right, go to ahead, right. Bob. You can continue to read. I'm sorry, man. But, you know, you said it, so I...
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Many pastors and ministry leaders would never put a big part of the blame on America's demise onto the church. They're into church growth, and don't make waves or people won't return next week.
Right.
Praise needs to be extended to pastors and church leaders who are holding to truth, who are telling the truth, and who are warning of serious judgment to come.
That's right.
This past spring, America's pastor, in quotes, Rick Warren, reversed himself on California's Proposition 8.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He ultimately apologized to the gay community for his endorsement of it. And we expect God's blessing when America's pastor does
Please.
This. I realize many reading this do not consider Rick their pastor, but let's be honest, many do. America's other pastor is Joel Osteen, who said on Larry King that he's just glad Obama loves the Lord. Obama is doing his best to hamper Christianity in this country.
Right.
So with leaders like this, Warren and Osteen, can the church really turn the tide? Have we met the enemy, and is it us, the church? Well, this is not the true church.
Of course it isn't.
This is a false church.
You know, that's the false church that we are warned about in the book of Revelation. And as we see it come to fruit, that's why I said there has to be a revolution within the church, the true against the false.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop talking about Barack Obama. He's lost and on his way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Joel Osteens and the Rick Warrens. And I won't get into it because we already did, because we've witnessed personally what compromise looks like and what it does to
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
And it is an ugly, strange-looking thing. But that, unfortunately, is what we call the church. I don't think so. No.
We have reached a point where we can only pray that God would have his mercy in his judgment on America, and that he would send an outpouring of his spirit to help beat back the rampant evil of our time.
He's not going to do it. He is
no.
not going to do it.
No.
He is not going to do it because he, listen, God is a jealous God. He expects the church to vindicate his name. He expects me, look, let's say that the Bible study thing is illegal and they make it a national law. Any Bible study in the house with more than 10 people or the people that live in your house, whoever leads the Bible study is going to jail. I'm going to jail. I mean, there's just no doubt. I'm going to jail. Now, would every true Christian leader, would they be willing to go to prison for that? They would not, because they do not believe the book. I'm sorry. They're not going to do it.
And just perhaps right now, our only focus should be on evangelism before the ark door shuts once again.
Wait a minute. He thinks this is like Noah's Ark? What is he talking? Come on, man. Come up out of that. Did he read the book of Revelation?
Well, yeah. I mean, the book and the Bible says the last days are as it was in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
In other words, that's it. That's when the end comes, not the ark door shutting
right.
one more time. And then we've got another dispensation after that.
You're right. You know, give us a second chance. No.
Maybe it is too late for petitions and pleading with Congress to do things right. Years ago, let me just put in my own thing here.
Okay.
Because I got involved with that years ago, of all of these petitions and all of these organizations, and send us this money along with your petition. If you're in agreement with this petition, sign this and send us $25 so we can deliver 5 million of these to our Congress and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
The Democrats do it with their petitions. The Republicans do it with their petitions. And everybody that sends the money is the fool. And I played the fool for a long time.
Wow.
And it didn't have anything to do with anything other than it was taking my money away from me.
Yep.
And it didn't change a thing.
Right.
So the petitions are all a joke. And if you're supporting the petitions and you're signing them, even
right.
if you're just sending the petition in alone without a donation, you're still wasting your money on a stamp.
And I would say this about the petitions. You're putting your name out there, and so that when the persons that
mm-hmm.
sent you the petition letter betrays Christ, they're going to also betray you.
Oh, I have found my name on lists on the internet. If you
right.
Google me, that I got lists of supporting this or not supporting that, whatever. There, it's out there.
Yeah.
So it went, it became public knowledge. So you just totally exposed yourself.
Yep, that's
and
what
I,
you're doing.
And I've been guilty of the same thing myself.
Whoo, man! This
then
is
I just
amazing.
Realized it's all a game.
Yep.
And the game is you need to come up with your own organization's name and say we support this and send out a million petitions and you're going to get 25 million in return.
Man, this thing is just a big business, man.
Just a big scam.
Just
a big scam.
Has nothing to do with God at all. Nothing.
No. So maybe our focus should be eternal, not earthly. Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you throw maybe
right
that sentence?
he's trying to be comfortable, Bob.
Yeah.
You know.
But once an individual or a nation gives up, the slide can be at rapid pace, and no one wants to see that. Thus, I would exhort you to press on, speak up for righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Proverbs 14:34. So we're not supposed to give up in the fight, but that all depends on which fight you're talking about. Because if they're talking about the earthly fight that we're not supposed to give up, so that the slide slows down, no, give up that fight.
The only fight is
the fight of the battle with our flesh against our sinful nature, and then living lives that are so unique and different than the non-Christian that's your witness to the non-Christian so that they can see what the real thing is in the midst of the crisis and how you deal with it differently than somebody else because of who you know.
He lightly touched on so-called America's pastor, Rick Warren and Joel Osteen. But in his article, he did not, as a Christian ought, make it perfectly clear that neither of those men are saved.
Right.
He didn't say that at all. So he leaves the veneer of some type of... See, that's why...
And he considers those churches.
Yes.
He doesn't make it clear that these are not churches. These are non-Christian organizations.
Right.
And these are actually anti-Christian and devil organizations.
Right. He did not come out and say... Or Jan. I guess it's Jan Markell.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of like the article, but... You've got to become like that. You've got to say no. There's, you know, it's like when they interrogated Jesus. Pontius Pilate said, "Are you Christ?" Jesus said, "Did somebody else tell you that, or did you hear it of me?" And I'm standing here. This is who I am.
You said it.
You said it. That's what he said to Pontius Pilate. You said it. You see the disposition that Jesus answered?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He said, "I'm not going to try to, come on, man, you said it. You know who I am." Mm-hmm. Telling me I'm in violation. Now you come into, I'm teaching the Bible, say, you're in violation. Yes! Violation of your law. Your law is not my law. My law is what Peter and John said in the book of Acts when they beat him and told him to stop preaching in that man's name.
But the Rick Warrenites, the Peace, Love, and Harmony group, are going to say, well, you have to go to that other scripture that says you have to obey the laws of the land.
Romans chapter 13.
Correct.
Don't play with me. Go ahead.
So, again, now wait a second. Is that a contradiction of the scriptures where we're told that we're supposed to be obeying the laws of the magistrates? And yet then when these people were ordered to under threat of jail to not evangelize and they went right directly straight out and evangelized?
Mm-hmm. You know what? When I look at the Romans 13 scripture and everything, and I love this scripture because a lot of people try to jump on that and say, well, aren't we supposed to? No, it says in verse 3 of Romans chapter 13, for rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good. Now, so doing what is good would be to refuse to obey them. I'm not going to fight you, but I'm going to say I'm going to give my Bible study, and if you arrest me, I'm going to be preaching all the way. Hey, man, you put me in the cell tank, I'm going to be preaching the Bible study. And they're going to say, shut up, man. It's just, man. And then when the other prisoners say, what are you in here for? For doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what they're going to do eventually? They're going to put me out. They're going to put me out of there and say, man, you go home.
Be with the crooks go put because, you see, out.
Yeah,
the
pastor's all of them going to put what? Me out. Man, get him out of here. This man is talking about we all going to hell. You know what it is, man? It is ridiculous. I love reading some of these articles. Some of the things that they say are true, but some of them are so far off. I think that what we have to do...
Well, and again, to me, what that article shows you is the spiritual ineptitude of so many people.
Yeah.
That true. This person thinking, okay, I'm exposing Rick Warren, I'm exposing Joel Osteen as false teachers who are contrary to the Bible, but yet in their own article, when they misapply the Second Chronicles text and misapply even the Proverbs text, then you realize how this person is uneducated,
yeah,
with respect to the scriptures. And so this is a symptom of how far this has gone, because even the people that are supposedly standing up for righteousness are still basically